We are to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. The faith here is not the personal faith by which one is saved. Rather, it is the entire revelation of God, the whole body of truth as contained in His Word. That's what is referred to here as the faith. And notice that it was delivered once for all, clearly teaching us that there is no new revelation. What we contend earnestly for is what's in this book, and only what's in this book. That's the faith that we're called to earnestly contend for. This is why we stand so strongly on the Word of God, as it was given to us. The Bible is our sole authority for faith and practice. It is the Protestant declaration of sola scriptura, scripture alone. It is precisely for that reason that we have so many pseudo-Christian cults. They've gone outside of the scriptures. The faith they're contending earnestly for is not the faith, it is religion. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:25, "But the word of the Lord endures forever. This is the word which by the gospel was preached to you." That is what we're contending for earnestly. The Bible tells us that the revelation of God is complete and that no new revelation is being added. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:10, "But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away." That is the faith that we are to contend earnestly for.